Hello, and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips. Tip number 11, WebIE Accessible Product Suite. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips. I would like to demonstrate very briefly a couple of the products in the WebIE Suite of Accessible Products, put together by Alasdair King. You can get these products by going to www.webbie.org.uk. These are a bunch of primarily text-based products that are written for the Windows environment, but allow blind and visually impaired individuals to access pretty much text versions of web pages, RSS feeds, and other such sundries. There is also a simple calendar, clock, and podcatcher. I will not show you how to install these. You can go to that website I just mentioned, webbie.org.uk, to find an executable that will install them for you. The executable will tell you that you can install all 18 of these products, or you can simply check and uncheck the checkboxes to customize the installation. I am going to go to the Start menu and show you what is in the entire product suite since I have it installed on my computer.
Menu, search box, edit, Windows, all program, back sub menu.
Going into all programs, I will hit A a few times and hear until I hear accessible and WebIE.
Menu, search box, all pro, back sub menu. Search box, edit. Back submit, Windows, Winamp, Apple Soft, ABBY Wi-Fi Reader 6.0 Sprint closed, accessible and WebIE closed, 19 of 64.
That's what we want. And I will go
accessible and WebIE open.
Press right arrow and hit down arrow just to see what we have.
BBC iPlayer Radio 1, BBC iPlayer TV 2, calendar 3 of 18.
We have a couple of products from BBC Radio. We've got a calendar.
Clock 4 of 18. Disk Explorer 5 of 18.
That will let you explore your hard drive, I guess similar to Windows Explorer.
Google RSS and Podcast Search 6 of 18.
And search for podcasts with Google without having to go to the Google website.
Gutenberg Library 7 of 18.
You can view a list of the Gutenberg e-texts without having to deal with their web interface.
i.e. Appearance Editor 8 of 18.
I haven't used that much. You can edit the appearance of Internet Explorer somehow.
Internet Radio Tuner 9 of 18. Live BBC Radio 10 of 18. PDF Reader 11 of 18.
You can read simple PDF documents with this. It will convert them into a sort of text-based interface for you.
Podcast Downloader 12 of 18. Podcatcher 13 of 18.
I did experiment with a podcatcher a little bit. It's very simple and easy to use. You need to know the URLs that you want to subscribe to, I believe. In most cases, it won't find what you're looking for. So you do need to know that. But once you've got them put in there, it will download them pretty efficiently.
R.S.S. News Reader 14 of 18.
That is also a decent RSS reader. I happen to get my feeds over with Windows Live Mail, but that does work in a pinch if you want to get your feeds in text format.
Web Directory 15 of 18. WebIE 3 Web Browser 16 of 18.
That is the web browser. It puts things in a text format for you. It's very simple, no frills. Easy to use when you are in a hurry.
Manuals closed, 17 of 18.
There is a manuals submenu with a manual for all of the products.
Tools closed, 18 of 18.
And some tools, and these include...
Two, tools open, check now for updates to WebIE and the accessible programs. Help editor, two, language editor, language selector, 4 of 7.
I believe that means help editor, that you can actually edit the help files if you want to.
Make USB pen drive, 5 of 7.
That is nice. It will allow you to put these on a portable pen drive to take with you so that you can put them, use them when you're connected to computers that don't actually have the software installed.
Pop-up help editor, 6 of 7. Team viewer support for WebIE, 7 of 7.
Not exactly sure what that last thing does.
Help and
but
support,
I will
10 of
get
10. Tools open,
back
7 items.
To the
manuals closed,
calendar.
17 of 8. Tools closed, 18 of 18.
I want to show you the calendar and the clock real quick.
Clock for calendar 3 of 18.
So open the calendar.
Leaving menus, calendar dialog. Mon 60.
And it will show me the appointments I have in here for August. I don't have that many since I'm more and more turning to my iPhone for the calendar.
12 of 10 sci-fi group 9.
Now say I want to change something in an appointment that I have listed. I can simply hit enter.
Appointment dialog, appointment edit combo, enter.
And it has the date, so if I wanted I could change the date.
Cancel button, edit combo, Thursday 12 of 2010. Appointment edit site.
And I can change the nature of the appointment.
Cancel button, edit combo. Third.
And since I haven't
cancel
actually
button.
Done anything, I will just hit the cancel button.
Appointments list box.
Now put me back in the appointments list. Let's say, let's see what else is in this dialog box.
Add button, Alt plus D, through 12 of 10.
To add an appointment.
Delete button, Alt plus E. Change button, Alt plus C. Appointments list box.
And you can hit Alt plus C to change the appointment instead of hitting enter on the actual appointment.
Add button. Alt plus D.
Different alternatives. So I'm going to add an appointment.
Appointment dialog. Cancel button. Enter the date here. Press down arrow. Edit combo. Enter the date here. Press down arrow.
Now say I want something in September. That's a long way away. And the first date it puts me on is
Wednesday 04 of 20.
Wednesday the 4th of August. Do I really have to hit down arrow all those times just to get to September 1st, which is the date I want?
Thursday 02 Sep 2010.
I hit page down, and it took me down about 30 days.
Wednesday 01 Sep 2010.
Or thereabouts. And I'm going to, that's what I want, the 1st of September.
Appointment edit. Type.
So I've got an appointment here, and I'm going to type in what I want to put in here.
Double. OK button.
And hit OK.
Can't edit combo.
There's OK and cancel.
Can't OK button. Appointments list box.
Now, that's all for that initial dialog box. There is a small menu with the following menu options.
Menu bar, file, appointments, options, help, system, file.
System is what is in, that's in every Windows program that allow you to maximize, minimize, etc. What's under the file menu?
Menu, file menu, hide control plus H.
You can hide this.
Exit.
And you can exit.
Hike.
You can hide it and it will go to the system tray and stay there.
Appointments menu, add.
On the appointments menu, we've got add.
Delete, delete. Change return. Find control plus F. Find next step three. Add.
You can find. That is something you cannot do in that dialog box that comes up initially.
Options menu, run calendar every time you log in.
You can run calendar every time you log in. That is a checkbox. If I hit enter on it, it will check it and do that every time.
Help menu, manual F1, about.
And that's
manual
what's in the help menu. That is it for the calendar.
Appointments list.
That is pretty much the essence of it. I will close that since I no longer want it.
Menu, all broke, back, window, close, Apple, AB, accessible, and web, IE, closed.
And I will show you the clock.
1, BB, cal, clock, 4 of 18. Leaving menus, app start, clock dialog, reminders, read only, edit, 13.
I have a reminder that's already scheduled. I will put in another reminder. And this is how you do it. When you get into this clock, there is nothing like there is in the calendar to tab to. It is not a dialog box. It just puts you in your reminders list. There is a menu, however.
Menu bar, file. Menu, file menu, hide control plus H.
You can hide this to the system tray, which is good.
Exit.
And exit, the same as in the calendar.
Chimes menu, no chimes.
You can...
Every hour checked.
You can have it set to chime every hour, which I do.
Every 30 minutes. Every
it's
15 minutes.
Checked that way by default.
No chimes. Menu bar, menu, reminders menu, add reminder.
That is where you add a reminder.
Skype conference 1350.
And it will show you the reminders you have in there.
Add menu bar, leaving menus, schedule reminder dialog, edit 14...
So I hit reminder, and it's going to take me immediately, it's going to put in there the time that is directly an hour ahead of the time I'm at now, if that makes any sense.
118.
So it's 1:18, and it put me at 14:18, which is 2:18.
14:18. Reminder edit.
I just put
okay,
example.
Button. Reminders read only edit. 13:18.
Or I should have, two reminders in this list.
Menu, file menu, chimes menu, reminders menu, help menu, manual and one, about.
Help. And about are the only things
14.
In the help menu.
Menu bar.
And the reminder is in the add reminders menu. And so I'm going to press Control H.
Leave in menus.
To
reminder
hide
that. Read only edit 13:19.
And that's it for this demonstration. Using these products is simple as that. You can again find them by going to webbie.org.uk and downloading and installing them. Thank you for listening. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.